Hey, look, we've just been joined by, is it Jacob?
It is, yeah.
Jacob Cass?
Yeah.
Morning, Jacob.
Morning.
So where are you from?
I'm from Ryde.
You're from Ryde?
Yeah.
And you go to Medina High School?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it now?
It's Medina College.
Medina College now. I used to go there, and I left Medina High School back in 1981. So we have something in common there, at least. And you're on the four-piece course for this week.
Yes.
So are you enjoying it so far?
I am. Yeah, it's been good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He does say it with a smile. So, yes, we think he is enjoying himself. Okay, so what are the things that you do at school and you enjoy, and what things do you do at school and you don't?
Well, I'm very into my music and drama, so the performing side, I'm liking that.
Okay, so you like the performing side?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find that out in the next couple of days, because you're here until Friday, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you've got lots to do. You're in the process of sorting out your top five.
Yeah.
Have you got five songs that you're going to play?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to get them now. I'm just asking if you've got five songs, all right? You don't have to bring out five records and say, there you go, there they are, like David Randini style. So some of the things you're going to be doing, you're going to be reading the news. When I said that to you, the face, you had a look of horror on your face. It won't hurt, honestly.
Okay, no, it's been
fine. You trust me?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So we're going to be doing lots of stuff all to do with radio, and you're going to find out what it's like to be working for a week inside a radio station.
Okay.
You're going to be on air, you're going to be off air, you're going to be reading the news, you're going to be producing stuff, you're going to be doing all sorts of things. Hopefully it'll be a whole load of fun. And that little voice that you've got now will become a big voice by the end of the week, and you'll have lots of confidence. What sort of stuff, what sort of music do you like?
Well, it depends on what mood I'm in, really. I like a lot of different music, but more to do with kind of indie and rock. It really depends on what mood I'm in.
Okay, so indie and rock. What about, so if you download your music from, Apple, iTunes, do you do that?
No, I have Spotify.
You do Spotify?
Yeah.
Which groups would you, make sure that if they've got a new album out, you want to listen to it when it comes out?
I like my Kasabian. I like Kasabian.
Kasabian? Yeah. Big fan of Kasabian then?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because I must admit, back in my day, there was a group called Squeeze. They're still around today.
Yeah.
I would be knocking on the door at 5 to 9 on the day of release and wanting their single. Are you that bad with Kasabian?
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I don't follow particular groups as such, as in I like singular songs and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what sort of TV stuff do you watch?
Oh.
Is it naughty stuff? You don't
know? No.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. So you're not allowed to watch Game of Thrones, or you choose not to watch it?
Not allowed, and I'm not... That's not my sort of thing.
Right, okay. So what is your sort of thing?
I like comedies. I don't know if you've seen The Goldbergs. Have you seen that? That's quite funny.
I haven't, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, it's about a family growing up in the 80s in America. It's
right.
Quite funny.
Actually. Okay, where can I watch that? Don't say around your house, because that wouldn't be right.
I think it's on E4.
E4?
Yeah.
So Dame Shirley can get it on her little transmitter then. E4. So The Goldbergs.
Yeah.
And do you have to watch it? Are they all in order? Do you have to watch them in order, or can you watch them willy-nilly?
You don't have to watch them in order. It kind of makes a little bit more sense, but it doesn't... I don't think it's vital.
Okay, so how old are you?
I'm 15.
I'm 15, and so you got exams coming up soon?
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Mock exams this year?
Yeah, mock exams.
Are you in the middle of doing them, or have you done them already?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Stress.
Yeah.
Are you stressed about it?
I think I'll be fine.
You think you'll be fine?
Yeah.
Which subjects are you taking next week?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Maths, English?
Yeah.
You going to be okay with it?
I think it'll be fine, as long as I do enough revision.
Which one are you looking forward to most, and which one are you not?
Not looking forward to my English.
English,
yeah.
Okay, and which one do you think, that'd be okay, I'll look forward to that one. Bring it on.
Music should be alright.
Music should be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we used to have a guy called Mr. Beck. He was the music teacher at Medina back in 1978, and he got beaten up by John Martin, one of the pupils, because he was heavily into punk rock.
Right.
Mr. Beck didn't get punk rock and what he was all about, sadly. But anyway, I don't want to give you ideas or anything like that.
No.
Do you want to give your music teacher a name check?
Yes, Mr. Wiseman.
Mr. What? Is he all right? Is he good?
Yeah, he's
good chap.
He's good.
You ain't beaten him up, have you?
No.
You dare to say anything else?
Hey, look, we look forward to you being on the show a little bit later on today. We'll probably incorporate you into the lunchtime social debate as well. Okay. So think of some topics that you might want to talk about. And I know you're going to be joined by your colleagues, because you've got two others from Medina for Thursday's lunchtime social debate. So. Okay. You said you wanted to talk about the EU, which is, of course, just around the corner.
Well, yeah. I said that was, yeah.
See, I think that people like you, age 14, ought to get the vote. Because it's going to affect you more than it is Dame Shirley. I mean, Dame Shirley's 109. Let's hope she gets to 120. But, you know, if you live a good and healthy life, it's going to affect you for longer than it will Dame Shirley. So maybe you ought to have a say, a bit
but
more say. Yeah.
There's people my age who, they're more influenced by media, let's say, and get pushed down the wrong way without knowing the full picture.
Okay, interesting. Well, fascinating.
Mind you, that happens to all of us, doesn't it?
It does.
We adults as well.
It
does. You know, we were told one thing one day, another thing another day.
Yeah.
Aged 14, 15, you've noticed, which is great.
That is good, isn't
which
it?
Which is great. You didn't notice you had to wipe your feet when you came in, didn't you? Okay, look, we're going to come back with The Who in a Mo, and we'll speak to you a little bit later on.
The Mid-Morning Show, sponsored by Hamilton's Fine Foods. The home of the £10 meal deal. A whole chicken, 6 sausages, some mince and ham, all for a tenner. Pop into Pyle Street, Newport, and Wootton and Cowes High Streets.